This is Chapel for October 2nd, 1962. Reverend Bill Palmer is bringing our message.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord.
The Lord is my light and my
I first met Brother Bill down in Carlisle Miner's home in Charlotte, and he was a young man troubled in mind and seeking light. Since then, once or twice, he has told me, "I can't see everything you see, Doc." And this morning, I'll just say, "I can't sing like he sings either. And if I see anything that's worthy, and he sings worthily, may they both be to the glory of God." One of the parts of our seminary family that we might so easily forget because they are unseen most days is our alumni. We now have more than 1,000 alumni. I used to remember most of them by name, and I took great joy and some pride in thinking about them and talking about them as they ministered around our state and pretty soon all around the world. Now I freely confess that I can't remember them all by name. But we have the officers of the Alumni Association here this morning. They have been planning some things for the ongoing of the school, for the strengthening, and for the good of Southeastern Seminary. I can't tell you how much I appreciate them. And because he's leaving us soon, as most of you know, I would express a word of appreciation for Mr. Fisher of our staff, who, as one of the alumni said last night, is the heart and center, the founder, so to speak, of our Alumni Association. Very soon, you too will be alumni, and we will be thinking and hoping and praying that your ministry will be a glory to God and a credit to this institution. It's a privilege to me this morning to introduce to you and have speak for us the president of our Alumni Association this year, Brother William Palmer. I believe his name is Leroy William Palmer, but he dodges Leroy like I dodge Lorenzo. Brother Palmer is pastor of the Edwards Road Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. I can say from knowledge that he was a wonderfully fine student here, helped us in the teaching work also, and that he has been an outstanding, fine pastoral leader every day since he left here. We'll be happy to hear him talk to us these moments. Brother Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Staley. Reading from 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 8, are these words: "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, 'I love God,' and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, How can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And here John says, this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. As an 8-year-old boy, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. There were many things which I did not know about God, about theology, but in the simpleness of my faith, I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. I had an experience with him that has guided, directed, and motivated my life from that time to the present. I'm thankful for a knowledge of God in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for the personal experience of my relationship with him. The testimony of my life in relationship to God at this moment would be those words of the song, My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. As we've all had many experiences in life, I've had many experiences, having been a Christian these 33 years, with those inside the church particularly. And inside the church, I have found turmoil. I have found envy. I have found jealousy. I have found hatred. I've found prejudice. Before I came to Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, there were those who said to me, there are members of the faculty at Southeastern who are liberals, who are modernists. And I had known men who had contended for the faith, but who were contentious for the faith, and who would lie and carry an unforgiving spirit and malice. But when I came to Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary and came into contact with these men who are the living professors of a personal experience with Jesus Christ, I found here the expression of the love of God in life. I came in contact with men who had had an experience with Jesus that made a difference in their attitudes and relationships to all of life. I found in my relationship with my people as a pastor that I'm not the greatest preacher that ever lived. I'm not the greatest scholar that ever lived. I'm not even the best pastor that ever lived. But I believe if you'll check with my people in my church, you'll find one thing to be true. I believe you'll find that they'll say, my pastor loves me. This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And the tensions and the turmoils in the tribulation and in the trouble which we find today in the world, my belief is that in the midst of the church, we ought to find a fellowship with Christ, and a fellowship with each other, and a fellowship which is centered in love. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Jesus said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Our matter of being Christians is not a matter of meeting each other halfway, but it's the matter of our becoming a mat, if necessary, over which others can walk as we show to them that as God has loved us, so we love each other. In the distinction and in the differentiation of our lives as children of God, in fellowship with Him and in fellowship with each other, there is the concentration of our thinking, the exemplification of that thinking in the living of our lives, and all those things which are true, which are honest, which are just, which are pure, which are lovely, which are of good report. And on these things, we do think. And as Paul says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let us pray. Our Father, how we do thank Thee for the manifestation of Thy love in giving Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, whom we know in life, and that life an abundant life, and that life the assurance of everlasting life. Truly, we do love Thee. We want our lives given unto Thee to honor and to glorify Thee as our God. Let Thy will be done within us on earth as it is in heaven. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.